Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Let's get into it. It's a round of Trump Tui. Kristen of Menor is going to play. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year! How long? Was that a dog bark?
I love it.
Yeah.
Was that a Browns reference, or you're just happy it's a new year?
A little both.
Yeah, why not?
Very good.
Why not? Right, producer Stevie? Why not? All right, Kristen. Just ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with the game.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Kristen.
Hey, Stevie. You ready?
Yeah, I see that first question.
That's a good tease. I'm proud of you right now. We're going to get to these five questions. Absolutely. Jen is in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. You know that. But for anybody new to the game that's never heard Trump Tui before, I'm going to ask Kristen five questions. Jen's in the hallway, does not hear this part of the game, does not participate. We bring her in after these five questions are asked. Ask her the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, then you're going to get the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. And hopefully I can see it walking around Menor. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Selfie. Oh,
I need to wear.
I would love to be able to deliver that to you if you win that. All right, here we go. Question number one: Browns. They say that quarterback Deshaun Watson has had a setback in his Achilles recovery. They're also not certain when or if he'll be available in 2025. My question to you: did the Browns make the playoffs this year?
No.
Horrible. Not very good at all.
Far from it.
Not.
I feel like everyone just like stop watching.
Like the reverse playoffs. They were just.
My husband says this was like the first year and ever he really didn't like watch the game.
Yeah.
I feel like that was common.
It started to get tough, and I've loved them forever. It was very tough, and I'm still in. It's a thing. All right. Question number two.
All in on the team. Just the
same. It was just not what we were expecting at the beginning of the year. So this is exciting news for question two. There's an exclusive Pablo Picasso exhibit now open at the Cleveland Museum of Art. It's an exhibit of about 300 pieces of art highlighting Picasso's long history with paper in his work. Cleveland is the only North American venue for this exhibit. The exhibit opens in March on the 23rd. Cleveland Museum of Art. Is it on the east side? Is it on the west side?
East Side, University Circle.
Question number three. Kesha is celebrating 15 years of her debut album, Animal. The singer took to social media to look back at her 2010 release, which featured this song. Take a listen. What is the name of that song?
TikTok.
Let's go with question number four. Director John M. Chu is showing no signs of slowing down after his massive success with the movie Wicked. He promised diehard fans that he will, and I quote, do her justice and tell her story right, end quote, regarding the anticipated Britney Spears biopic. Within 10 million, how many followers does Britney Spears have on Instagram?
I have no idea. We'll say 150 million.
Let's go 150. All right. Question number five. Tom Holland, Zendaya, they are engaged. Reportedly confirmed after, you know, she was rocking that large ring at the Golden Globes.
Does that really confirm it?
I don't know. Is it? You think there's...
I don't know.
No?
A lot of the comments are saying, does Zendaya and Tom Holland even know?
That's going to be Stevie. That should be Stevie on the socials tomorrow morning at 6:45.
It definitely looked like an engagement ring.
I think so, too. Oh, the conspiracy. You should do that as one of the stories tomorrow.
But I did see how it happened, and then people were like, did it really happen? I don't know. It's a conspiracy.
Zendaya made her television debut as Rocky Blue in which Disney Channel sitcom?
No.
It wasn't me.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh my God. I love that is now our new Brad Peterson. Wizards of Waverly Place is our show version of Brad Peterson. All right. Jen's back into the room to answer those five questions. We'll see if she knows the answer to that one. Less than 4 minutes away on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show. Jen's now back into the room to answer these five questions. But first, let Kristen of Mentor know how she did.
Kristen got three.
Yeah, good job, Kristen.
Okay, we'll take it.
Three, correct. All right, we're going to ask Jen these same five questions, beginning with question number one. Browns! They say that quarterback Deshaun Watson. I love when I do that. Like, Stevie's looking down to keep track of the score, and when I do that, abruptly, just her head pops back up.
I'm
like,
waiting for the bark to follow, but it didn't.
They have to earn the bark. They say the quarterback Deshaun Watson has had a setback, apparently, in his Achilles recovery. They're not certain when he'll be available in 2025. Did the Browns make the playoffs, yes or no?
No.
Were they close to making the playoffs?
No.
Will they next year?
No.
Wow, I thought that was going to get a ding. We've lost hope.
I'll move on. Question number two, an exclusive Pablo Picasso exhibit is now open, going to be open at the Cleveland Museum of Art. Picasso and Paper is an exhibit with about 300 pieces of art highlighting Picasso's long history with paper in his work. By the way, Cleveland, the only North American venue for the exhibit. Cleveland Museum of Art, East Side or West Side?
East Side.
Yep. Question number three, Kesha is celebrating 15 years of her debut album, Animal. The singer took to social media to look back at her 2010 release, which featured this hit song. Take a listen.
TikTok.
Of course. Question number four. Director John M. Chu is showing no signs of slowing down after the massive success of his movie musical Wicked. He promised diehard fans that he will, and I quote, do her justice and tell her story right, end quote, regarding the anticipated Britney Spears biopic. Within 10 million, how many followers does Britney Spears have on Instagram?
Oh my God, I don't know. 90 million. 150 million. 30 million.
42 million. But she's also reset her account 30 times, so who knows how accurate that is.
Oh, yeah.
In all seriousness.
It's
reset, it's delete, it's back. She's dancing. She's with her kids. She's dancing again. She's spinning and dancing. She's dancing again. She's in the living room. She's out of the living room. She's laying on the beach.
Lot of dancing.
Question number five.
Got to get this one, or we're going to a tiebreak. Thank you, Stevie. You love a tiebreaker.
I hate a tiebreaker. I hate it.
Well, then get this one right.
Question number five. Tom Holland, Zendaya, they're engaged. Or maybe not, according to producer Stevie. Tomorrow with Stevie on the socials. Reportedly confirmed after Zendaya was wearing that large ring at the Golden Globes we were talking about yesterday. Something was going on there, clearly. Zendaya made her television debut as Rocky Blue in which Disney Channel sitcom?
Everyone knows it was Wizards of Waverly Place, Stevie.
Don't Stevie me. That's all Tim.
Kristen guessed that, and I said, "That's the new Brad Peterson."
Yes, it is.
That is the television version of Brad Peterson's.
If you say Disney, if you say Nickelodeon, any of those kids' channels, I'm going to say Wizards
That's
of Waverly
what it is.
Place.
So yeah. we got to make sure we don't write.
That popped into my mind.
You're right.
It'll never be Wizards.
So is it tied so far? Is it all right?
Yes.
Okay, tied at three. All right, so Kristen, we'll have a tiebreaker question for you, obviously, as well as Jen. That is coming up in 4 minutes on Star 102.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
All right, let's get to a tiebreaker question on Star 102. Stevie, by the way, quick note, made a great point. The answer to question number 5 was Shake It Up. I did not say that on the air, so we need to get that out there as well. So let's get to a tiebreaker question. Closest to the actual number without going over. The timer is involved. Let's go back to Tom Holland and Zendaya. They are both the same age. I want you to guess their age. Closest to the actual number without going over. Here is your timer.
25.
25 years old. Gentui?
Oh, I said 31.
They are both 28 years old.
Are they?
They are. Kristen's getting the shirt.
Nice. Kristen, good job. You did it. You trumped me.
I have been waiting for, I think, since these shirts came out to get one.
Well, now you can wear it all over town. Just please hide it if you run into Tim.
No, I want to see it at the parade. I want to see it during Menor Days. I want to see it at Menor Rocks. I want to see this thing everywhere. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Kristen from Menor, and I trump Tui on Star 102.
Let's get to a round of trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Candace is going to give it a try. She's in Kent. Hey, Candace, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
We are doing great. We're going to see if you can make a back-to-back losses for Jen. We're going to ask you 5 questions. As soon as you kick Jen out of the room, we will get started.
All right. Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Candace.
Do you need to sit, Stevie?
Thank you.
No, I'm good.
Okay. With your toe? Ingrown toenail? All right. I think that's enough of that. People are eating breakfast. I'm done with that. All right. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen, she did lose the 7:30 game, which means that the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt was given away. We can do the exact same thing with you if you win the game, which would be amazing. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate and or listen to this part of the game. So here we go. Question number 1. Exes Kate Beckinsale and Matt Rife are reportedly seen kissing and being close to each other at the Golden Globes after party. But then their sources, specifically I think their sources, said no. They're just friendly exes.
Pretty friendly.
I know. It's like everybody else said so except for their particular representation to, I think, People magazine. Anyway, is Matt Rife a comedian or an actor?
A comedian.
All right. Question number 2. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, their song Die With a Smile finally hit number 1 on Billboard Hot 100 after peaking at number 2 in November, which I was surprised. I figured that song, which is tremendous, had made it to number 1 by now.
It keeps growing slowly. Yeah,
it really does. Who has more Grammy wins? Is it Lady Gaga or is it Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars.
Let's go with question number 3. Aubrey Plaza, really sad news, and she did release a brief statement yesterday following the death of her husband, requesting privacy during this difficult time and thanked those who have offered their support for this unimaginable tragedy. Aubrey Plaza played the role of Harper Spiller on season 2 of which popular 2021 drama series that can be found on Hulu and also on Max?
Oh, I don't even know who she is.
That's okay. We'll go with question number four. See if you get this one. So Tom Holland and Zendaya are reportedly engaged after Zendaya was seen with a large ring at the Golden Globes. Producer Stevie says maybe not the case. That'll be on Stevie on the socials
waiting
tomorrow at 6:45. You're right. Waiting for them is absolutely fair. We will find out. So Tom Holland and Zendaya first met in 2016 while working together on this action film.
Oh, no. Avengers?
Let's go with question number five. An exclusive Pablo Picasso exhibit is now open at the Cleveland Museum of Art. It is the Cleveland, by the way, the only North American venue for this exhibit, and it runs until March 23rd. Pablo Picasso was a co-founder of which modern art movement?
Abstract?
Let's go with abstract. We'll see how many of the five you answered correctly. And then what we're going to do is bring Jen back into the room and answer those same five questions. We'll see how she does and see if you can trump Tui. That is all next. Don't miss it on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Candace of Kent answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How did she do?
Candace got two.
Two correct today.
Good job, Candace.
All right, Candace, we're going to see if that holds up. Remember, ties no longer go to the house. We would go to a tiebreaker, which did happen earlier in the show. We begin with question number one. Exes Kate Beckinsale and also Matt Rife were reportedly seen kissing and being close to each other at the Golden Globes after party, but sources, I believe their sources, say that they are just friendly exes. Is Matt Rife a comedian or an actor?
A comedian.
Yes. Question number two. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 after peaking at number two in November. Who has more Grammy wins? Is it Lady Gaga? Is it Bruno Mars?
It's Bruno Mars.
It is Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars with 15, Lady Gaga with 13. Question number three. Aubrey Plaza has released a brief statement following the death of her husband, requesting privacy during this difficult time, and thank those who have offered their support after this unimaginable tragedy. Aubrey Plaza played the role of Harper Spiller on season two of which popular 2021 drama series that can be found on Hulu and also on Max?
The White Lotus.
It is The White Lotus. Question number four. Tom Holland and Zendaya reportedly engaged after Zendaya was seen with a large ring at the Golden Globes. Tom Holland and Zendaya first met in 2016 while working together on this action film.
Spider-Man. Well, one of the Spider-Mans.
Spider-Man.
I don't. One of them. Spider-Man. No Way Home. Spider-Man. Two. Spider-Man 7. I don't know. It's a Spider-Man movie.
You know, I would have given it to Candace, which means it's Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, that one.
Question number five.
Guess you're not getting it.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll give it to you. I'm totally kidding. Question number five. An exclusive Pablo Picasso exhibit is now open at the Cleveland Museum of Art. Cleveland, by the way, the only North American venue for this exhibit, which runs until March 23rd. Pablo Picasso was a co-founder of which modern art movement?
Oh, that's impressionism. Mm. I don't know.
Cubism. Yeah, you're right there.
Right there.
Final total is there, Stevie.
Candace 2, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Candace.
That's okay.
Maybe next time you'll get that shirt. That would be amazing. In the meantime, you know what you have to say.
I did not trump Tui.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.